Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. So, NFL, you know, NFL season's coming up. Football is here, finally. And we had a great show for you today. I'm going to talk about football, a new season, talk a little bit about Major League Baseball, as well as a new tech/games segment that we're going to do here today and see what we're doing. So number one, I want to talk about football. So one of the biggest players for the Falcons, Julio Jones, is saying that, you know, he's going to be there until, you know, he retires. So that's very good news for the Falcons. You know, he's not getting very old yet, but he still has a lot of time to go, but he's really enjoying his time at the Falcons. So that's very good. Jameis Winston, of course, had one of the strongest finishes in history at Florida State when they won the championship game. He brought him back and he won for them. And he's hot in the 2-minute drill. You know, he's doing very well with the Bucks. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he does within that first preseason game, even though it is preseason. Bucks coach Lovie Smith said that he is going to be starting, and he's starting to see more consistency from his rookie quarterback, so that's very good. And he says we can't wait until we get to a point where it's like that throughout. You know, our game has to be a bit harder than that, and where you come in and be perfect every day. Winston continues to draw praise from his teammates despite intercepting him. Werner says he's been impressed with Winston. Like him, Werner said, he's a gunslinger. He can see that he's making progress here and there, and he's going to make rookie mistakes, and he is a rookie. There's no sense of panic if he throws a pick or has a bad read. He's trying to see what he can and can't do. This game is different than college ball. He might be used to it during college, and now he's starting to realize, at least now, that he may not be able to do it, you know, make all these crazy plays. So, very good news there. A little bit of sad news. Frank Gifford, NFL Hall of Famer, died at 84 earlier today, so very sad news there. And but that's pretty much it for, you know, this, that part of NFL. Football is coming up. Tonight we have the Vikings and the Steelers at 8 p.m. today, or tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. And Thursday we have the Packers and the Patriots going up against each other. Looking forward to that, as well as the Bucks and the Vikings on Thursday at 8 p.m. So looking forward to that very much so. And then, you know, it's just preseason football until 4 weeks. And then we'll move into the regular season. So I will definitely be looking forward to that. Anyway, let's move in to some Major League Baseball. So first off, the Rays, again, update on them, they're not doing so hot. They are pretty much out of the playoffs at this point, and, you know, there's pretty much no way that they can come back. We're getting down to the end of the season here, and they're 7 games back, you know, and they're just not doing very well. For news in the Major League Baseball, we it's basically just baseball's going on right now. It's they're coming down the home stretch. It's the Orioles and the Yankees and the Blue Jays and the Yankees right now competing in our division. But the best team as of right now is St. Louis, and I'll tell you what, the NL Central is a tough division, as well as the AL West. So, you know, stuff going on in MLB. Let me give you the rundown of the games to still happen today. We have the Orioles and the Angels at 3:30, Astros and Athletics at 4, Rangers and Mariners 4, Phillies and Padres 4, Reds and Diamondbacks at 4, Marlins and Braves at 5, and Dodgers and Pirates at 8. We have some sirens coming on. They're coming for me, man. They're coming for me. Anyway, stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. Right after this, stick around, because right after this, we're going to go into our Tech Talk segment. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
City's built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. And, so this is Tech Talk segment, basically where I go over everything, tech-like that's going on in the tech world. So I want to say Windows 10 came out a little while ago. I want to give you guys my thoughts and what I think about it and what you should look out for, the new things that have come up, and, overall just the changes. So first off, for Windows 7 and Windows 8 users, you can upgrade for free to Windows 10 if you upgrade within the next year. And if you upgrade and you don't like it, you can, just go back. You can look up tutorials and things like that. And you can just very easily go back to your old operating system. Now, I would definitely recommend this for Windows 8 users who have been, going through hell, basically, with Windows 8. And it's just Windows 8, the startup menu was bad. It was all bad. It was very hard. It was, it was kind of customizable, but not as much as Windows 7. It didn't have the nice Windows 7 feel to it. It seemed very console-like, like very Xbox-like, and it was very hard to navigate. Now with the new Windows 10, you have a new startup menu, very customizable. You can resize the windows, you could add in different apps. You can resize the window itself so it's not full screen. You can still have it full screen if you want to, but it's not full screen. It's a very new look to it. It kind of brings in the Windows 7 / Windows and Vista feel to it back into it. Windows 10, they have a new Xbox One convertibility where it basically compatibility, where you can, talk to your friends on Xbox and all that sort of thing. They have a new personal assistant named Cortana. This is the first type that I know that has been introduced to the PC. So it's very cool. If you have a mic, you know, you can go ahead and set that up. They have a new way. I know there's lots of things different from Windows 7. Lots of things different from Windows 7. There's the new Windows. There's the new Windows Store. They had it on Windows 8, but not in Windows 7, where you can download basically mobile apps from the mobile app store and play them on your PC. Very cool. Now, recommendations, right? Things that you need to watch out for. Of course, it's very cool. It's touchscreen compatible. You know, it's very easy to navigate with touchscreen. You know, with Cortana, she can launch apps, and they're coming out with a new search engine called Spartan, I'm pretty sure is what it's called, and it will be linked with Cortana, where, you know, you can serve a restaurant, and you can ask Cortana to the directions to the restaurant. You know, you can see what the weather is like outside, you know, if you're one of those hardcore people that live in your basement all day. You know what, it's just very cool. Recommendations, things that you might want to watch out for. Of course, you can always go back to your old operating system so easily, so that's very nice. So things that you need to watch out for, drivers, right, driver updates. I would not recommend doing this for a work computer. Do not do this for a work computer. It will mess up. It had the possibility of messing up your drivers. It did with mine. It messed up my drivers for my Ethernet cable, and I had to switch back to Windows 7. So I would definitely watch out for that. I would wait maybe, 2 months, and then you can then do the upgrade. But I would definitely wait a little bit for all the drivers, all the kinks, all the bugs to be fixed. With Cortana, it's very nice to, have her to, she's very good at distinguishing what words you can say very fast. Would I say she's better than Siri? I would say that they're pretty much equal. And the fact that Cortana is still in the making is very exciting. And Siri has been refined over 2 years, and Siri does have a lot of things on top of Cortana with, you know, Siri goes to Yahoo Sports, you know, pulls up the sports thing. The sports with Siri is a lot easier. Of course, with Cortana, it sometimes won't recognize certain apps to launch, such as Steam games. If you say, you know, the Steam game, right, to launch, she sometimes will not launch it. It goes by the actual app name, not what you name it. She can't open folders or any of that, and I feel like it'd be very cool if she would be able to be compatible with Skype, so you could say, you know, call so-so on Skype, and it would call them for you. I feel like that would be very cool, one of the things that they should add. But besides that, Windows 10, very cool. You're able to talk to your people on Xbox, so if you're like me and you basically did a whole switch to PC and you want to talk to your friends on Xbox, it's a great way to do that. As well as if you have your Xbox on, you are able to play your Xbox straight from your PC. So very cool stuff going on there. Besides that, just some other tech news. I was browsing around YouTube's yesterday, and I found a very good tech channel by the name of Linus Tech Tips. They have over a million subscribers, and I thought they were very cool. While I was watching, I was enjoying watching some of their Scrapyard Wars videos, where they basically have $500 or $300, and they have to make a PC and, you know, water cool it, but without any water cooling systems. It was very interesting and very cool to watch. Definitely would recommend them if you want a good tech channel. Anyway, that's going to pretty much do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk. And I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you next Sunday. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your summer. School's coming.